Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Tomorrow sees the release of author John Krakauer's new book, Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. The book chronicles high-profile sexual assault allegations involving University of Montana students starting in 2010 and the investigations of them. There's been much speculation about what publication might mean for the reputation of Missoula and the University of Montana. One of the few people who've read the book already is Gwen Florio, who also covered the events recounted in it as a reporter for the Missoulian newspaper. Florio now writes fiction and teaches journalism at the University of Montana. Gwen Florio, thank you for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
You're welcome.
As a reporter for the Missoulian, you covered the events that John Krakauer writes about in his new book, Missoula. You've read the book. Is it accurate?
It is. It's a pretty faithful representation of the cases that he mentions, the excerpts from the trial. There's a sentencing hearing in there. I was at all of those. One of the things I really appreciate about the book is that I sort of think of it as the anti-Rolling Stone article. It is so scrupulously sourced. Everything is taken from a document or something that happened in a trial with a transcript. I think there are a couple cases where he interviews people directly who were not on the record in some of these things, but otherwise it's all on the record.
Does the book reveal any new information?
I think the most new information that it reveals is about a couple of disciplinary hearings at the university. And those are really hard to get at. The university does not release information on them. It cites FERPA, which is a federal privacy law applying to students. And he did get some of that. And it was a really good insight into those hearings.
I've heard that in the book, John Krakauer praises you for the reporting you did. Are you guys friends? Or are you benefiting in any way from this book?
Never met the man, to my knowledge. Apparently, he did talk to me at one point during the trial, and I had no idea who he was. He told somebody that I wouldn't know him if I saw him on the street. I haven't contacted him. He hasn't contacted me. And to be really clear, he did not praise me. He quoted a couple of people who did talk about the reporting, but he himself did not.
You said this is the anti-Rolling Stone article, mm-hmm. and you said it's scrupulously sourced. There have been a couple stories out there highlighting the people that John Krakauer apparently did not talk to for this book, and a lot of people are already condemning the book as inaccurate because he right. didn't talk to everyone. What's your take on that?
I think that's pretty interesting. There was an op-ed in the Missoulian this morning by David Paoli, who was one of the defense attorneys in the rape trial of the quarterback here, who was, of course, found not guilty. He says that Krakauer did not contact the defense attorneys. In fact, Krakauer says he did contact them, that Paoli threatened him with a lawsuit, and that Kirsten Papps, the other attorney, issued, I think what he said was a thinly veiled threat, and she herself has said she was contacted by him.
It's curious because the book is all about sort of he said, she said sort of allegations, and now that's
what's going on now. Yeah. It is fascinating. Now, he apparently did not contact university officials, didn't contact police. I'm curious about that myself.
As a journalist and someone who teaches journalism, you don't read the book and find these big glaring gaps because he didn't talk to those sources.
Not particularly. Again, I'd like to know his thoughts. It's a little bit of a different kind of a book. It's really aiming to show, I think, what women go through when they report this and then pursue prosecution. I myself probably would have talked to people after the fact. So that question lingers.
Of course, there's tremendous buzz about this book in Missoula. There's been a lot of criticism of John Krakauer for writing it, for giving it the title that it's been given, people saying this is going to tarnish Missoula's reputation, and this even before anyone has even read the book. Do you get the sense from reading the book that Krakauer is deliberately trying to make the University of Montana or to make Missoula look bad?
No, and actually by the end of the book, he praises the university for how they responded to this. Once these cases became public, there's the fact that for a long time things were allowed to go on this way, and then when there was some publicity, suddenly there was change. Nonetheless, there was change, and he's pretty complimentary of the university and of the police department for the changes they made. I'm probably not the best person to ask about the title. I love this town so much. I live here no matter what. The title really didn't bother me, but boy, people are furious about it.
John Krakauer is coming to Missoula to participate in a public forum about the book on May 6th. And as someone who's written a lot about subjects that people would maybe rather not confront, mm-hmm. do you think it's important for him to come to Missoula and you know, account for what he's written?
Absolutely. I think it's huge that he's doing that, and I think he has to do that. There are people who are upset, who are angry, who have questions. This is a place where they can ask them. I think it's the responsible thing to have done in the community. Just because we have made some changes, the subject clearly is just a hot button issue. And I think the more discussion about it, the better. Just the reaction to the book before, as you pointed out, people have even read it, shows the need for a forum like this, and probably more forums, probably an ongoing conversation.
I get the sense that there are a lot of people in Missoula who see this issue as something that the town has gotten over. It was this difficult time that Missoula has dealt with, and now it's in the past and we can move on. And this book is just ripping off a scab that's maybe better left alone. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. And I think that's a dangerous way to look at it. I think it's a pretty volatile subject. Cases are going to keep happening. Let's see how they're handled from now on. I think we can't let something this important just slide. It doesn't go away. What's more important is how it's handled in the future.
I guess the bottom line is, do you think anything has changed in terms of the likelihood of women here being sexually assaulted or the men who do those kinds of crimes being prosecuted?
Hard to tell. There is certainly way, way more awareness of this. You see signs around town, you know, in bars and restrooms, you know, how to report, things like that. I just think there's a lot more education about it. Whether that's had an effect, I don't think we know. We just have to see how it is going forward. There was a story, I think, in the Missoulian yesterday or today about police have seen a big uptick in reported sexual assaults. Not so much that there are more of them, but maybe that more people are reporting them. It's actually a positive development. I think what you have to see is how they're handled going forward.
And at this point, you think it's too soon to tell whether prosecution of those crimes is significantly better than it has been?
Sure, I think it's way too soon.
Is there anything else that you think is important for people to consider as the book comes out and Missoula has a chance to read this and process it and make sense of John Krakauer's interpretation of events? What do you think people should keep in mind as all that's going on?
I think keep in mind that it is very much written, again, from the perspective of what a woman will deal with if she reports one of these crimes and pursues prosecution. There is a section in the book about the problem of false accusations. I think a lot of people are saying this is a very one-sided book. It's definitely looking at it from this one point of view, but it certainly takes into the account the fact that there are false accusations, there are other sides to the story. But mainly it's focusing on one side, even though it acknowledges these other sides. Someone will probably write a book about the other side, but I think it's a useful tool to look at in terms of this is the reality of our justice system.
Gwen Florio, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Gwen Florio is a writer and journalism professor at the University of Montana. As a reporter for the Missoulian newspaper, she covered the events recounted in John Krakauer's new book, Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. The book goes on sale tomorrow.